The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Be talk in respect to being by oneself. Mashallah, we're going to the next stage of Bitochen. Much bitachon in respect to the family situation one is in. So basically, one is one of two general situations in respect to family. Either he's by himself without a family, or he has a family. So Chosav Lovitz is going to go and tell us the proper way to relate to both situations. He starts with the situation that person is all by himself, he doesn't have a family. And he says, and such a person should make a cheshbon that if I am in this present, if I'm presently in this situation, then kamavan that Hashem feels is good for myself and my avodas Hashem presently. In every situation in life, it has pluses and minuses, and our goal in life in Avodas Hashem is always to focus on the pluses. Because if we don't, what happens is the person says, "I'm all by myself right now," and this is a horrible time for myself, so I'm not just going to do anything so things get better. But if he does like that, then he lost out the whole period of his life. A pity. A person can take advantage of every second of his life. So therefore, for example, and this is a muscle that you can use for any situation in life which is not so pleasant. If a person is by himself, he could think, what's positive about the situation that I'm without any family? One thing is that I can be more focused on my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because right now, I don't have any other relationship that competes with it. Just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All by myself. So then itself, my tefillahs can be more powerful tefillahs. My reliance on a Kodesh Bohu. I have nothing else to rely on. It's only a Kodesh Bohu.
Kol HaLashon.
Something positive about it. And he says a person can imagine for himself that in the neshama of a person, the neshama of a person is not in its natural environment. And the neshama wants to be in the spiritual world. And he's brought down as a stranger into this world. It's not comfortable for the neshama to be part of a body in this world, but the neshama this understands also that it's all for its benefit. It'll guide the body to do the right things, and they'll be zeicha to take full advantage of this world, and be zeicha the great olam haba. And so the third thing is that when a person's by himself, when he's with a family, and other people he has to interact with, he gets a lot of distractions, and he has to take up other things. And here, when he's by himself, like we said, he can't focus on proper avodas Hashem, getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having more bitachon Hashem, davening. Someone has no distractions. His tefillah can be much more powerful tefillah than even if he's by himself. But a Jew is really never by himself. He's always with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say there was somebody once in the Radin Yeshiva by the Chofetz Chaim, an American bocher, and he looked a little bit down. Chofetz Chaim asked him, "Why you look down?" And he said, "I'm lonely, all by myself, far from my family." And Chofetz Chaim said, "A Jew is never lonely. We're always close to our Father, Avinu Shebashamayim. Wherever we are, it's Korev Aleinu Ma'id. That's what we can always focus on. In every situation in life, Hashem is very close to us. It's Hashem Shebezeicha to be able to do that. Whether we're by ourselves or with the people, where everything's going pleasantly or not so pleasantly, but we're always close. Avinu Shebashamayim. Every situation is one that we can take advantage of and grow from and get tremendous tzar, Noilam Hazeh, Noilam Haboshon. Yeah, we should be able to take this attitude with us and make the best of every situation throughout our lives, 24/7, every day of the year, and then come with full days front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the zeichah to the eternal good that comes out of it. Shalom. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.